Weekend Drive is brought to you by Reynolds & Reynolds, the industry leader in automotive technology. To learn more, visit rayray.com. Once again, that's rayray.com.
Welcome into another Saturday of Weekend Drive. Jason Stein, a pleasure to be here with you again. Well, it's that time of the year, NADA weekend, and last week I had the chance to catch up with American Honda boss Henio Arcangeli at our booth in Las Vegas. Here's the interview with Henio. Henio, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you as well.
It's been a busy weekend. The voice isn't affected at all, right? I'm sure you know how I feel. How is your NADA going?
I got to tell you, this has been a fantastic 2 days. Yesterday we had our Acura Make meeting, and it was a very positive meeting. Dealers are very excited about 2020. We're going to have an absolutely fantastic year. We're projecting that we think Acura's business is going to grow next year by about 6%. And we just got done with the Honda Make meeting. The Honda dealers had a fantastic year in 2019. We were the only brand of the top five that had actually a volume increase, so we outpaced the industry and also gained share. Dealer profitability was up almost 7%.
So I know they've got to be happy about that.
Dealers are very excited about that. Very strong product line, CPO. We had a four-year record sales in CPO, and we think 2020 is going to be a growth year for Honda, so we're very excited.
Hearing that a lot on the show floor in Las Vegas, are you also, as you talk to your other colleagues, hearing that 2020 has a little bit of a robust tailwind to it?
I do. We're coming off 5 years in a row with industry volume at 17 million. We do expect the industry probably will cool maybe 1 or 2%, but still it's a very large industry. And based on our product plan as well as our business plan for both our Honda and Acura side of the business, we're expecting to grow our business. So we think it's going to be a very positive year.
What are the number one opportunities that Honda or Acura dealers are looking at as they consider 2020? You've gone through your Make meetings. What's the feedback?
Yeah, so very good feedback for both Honda and Acura. Lytric is very important. We see good growth opportunities there. And for Honda and Acura, passenger cars are very important. As more and more manufacturers are leaving the passenger car business, that's a great opportunity for us to grow our business in passenger cars. And also, passenger cars is a great gateway to the brand. Many first-time buyers, they're not buying trucks, they're buying cars. So it's a great gateway to the brand.
As affordability becomes an issue as well, getting younger buyers into cars, which, wow, what a crazy notion, right?
That's right.
Is still an opportunity that you see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, both Honda and Acura, we have fantastic passenger cars. And even when affordability gets to be a challenge, is the CPO side. And on our Honda side of business, about 45% of all CPO buyers come back and buy a brand new Honda. So again, strategically, it's very important for us.
CRM tools have come a long way in the 40 years since they were created, but they have gotten so cumbersome to use that they are often actively avoided by salespeople. Listen to this excerpt about how Reynolds & Reynolds is changing this.
So the CRM as we know it is broken. What's the answer to fixing that?
Well, we have to stop forcing salespeople to use a CRM that slows them down and give them something that actually makes their job easier. Salespeople come to work in the morning and they're greeted with 68 incomplete tasks ranging from birthday reminders to people coming up on a vehicle purchase anniversary to follow-up calls that aren't even needed anymore. We need to take the work and, frankly, the judgment off the salesperson to prioritize their day and start using technology to tell them exactly who they should call based on who's most likely to buy right now. You need the right technology to help you cut through all that clutter and focus. At the end of the day, you really have to redefine what a CRM is and what a CRM does. It can't be an isolated tool anymore. Customer relationship management is dealership-wide and it's ongoing. A CRM needs to tie all the silos of your business together and proactively manage every aspect of every opportunity.
For more information about redefining your CRM, visit rayray.com/focus. That's rayry.com/focus.
So Steve Senner has said at NADA here this week that you're going to fight for share for 2020. You're looking to grow.
Yeah, you know, we have our business plan. We know what we have to do to be successful. We have very good meetings with our dealer partners today. And I think we're locked and loaded for a very successful 2020.
you can't go forward without, of course, looking in the rearview mirror. And I think there are where the conversation was oftentimes framed around perhaps Toyota and Honda for decades. There are a couple of others that are in the rearview mirror, coming on strong. What's your comment about the competition?
Sure. So, you know, the auto industry is obviously very competitive, and it's something that we're very much used to. The thing that lets me sleep at night is knowing that for both Honda and Acura, we have a fantastic product line. Our disciplined way of doing business works for our dealer partners and works for the consumer. And again, if we do what we're supposed to do, we're going to be in very good shape. So I don't lose too much sleep on that. As long as we execute our plan, we're going to be in good shape.
On the Acura side, of course, you had a heck of a halo car a few years ago that sent the brand soaring, and there was a big buildup to that. What does Acura need to do to continue to push forward?
So Acura, again, we outpaced the retail marketplace last year. Dealer profitability was up for 2 years in a row, so we're very happy about that. And this year, our Acura dealer partners are going to get new product, and we have our dealer meeting next month in March. So dealers are very excited to see what we're going to show them. And again, this is going to be a fantastic year for Acura.
A little sneak peek into what you're going to show them, or you got to wait?
We're going to show exciting product.
Exciting product.
And I think they're going to like everything from our marketing plan and everything that we're going to do to boost our business.
Excellent. So you've been in the role now. You're going into your third year, correct?
Yeah, a little over 2.5 years.
Right, exactly. What's been the most surprising aspect of that over the course of the last few years?
Yeah, I don't know about surprising, but the one thing that makes me feel very good is the Honda culture and our team is very, very strong, and the alignment to common goals is number one. And the relationship that we have with our dealer partners are very competitive. They want to win, but they also want to do it the right way. They're pillars of their communities where they do business, and it's just great to work with such great business people that also care about their communities.
How many NADAs is this for you?
This is, I think, my second NADA. And second or third, I can't remember. I think it's third NADA. But again, I like coming here. I like to see all the new products and technologies. And what resonates with me is just how excited our Acura and Honda dealers are for 2020.
And on the personal side, you're a guy from East L.A. You went to school in Michigan.
That's right.
So you got a little bit of Midwest, a little bit of West.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
But you're a car guy, though, right?
Love cars. Grew up with IndyCar racing and Formula One, watching it, knew everything about all the drivers and all the vehicles. And, the reason I went to Kettering University is I wanted to be in the auto industry. And right now, I'm having so much fun doing what I'm doing.
Well, we appreciate you being on the set of Weekend Drive for a Saturday.
As a quick postscript, Hennio announced this past Wednesday that he is leaving Honda at the end of February to spend more time with his family. Shinji Aoyama, president and CEO of American Honda Motor Company and Honda North America, will concurrently serve as head of the auto sales business unit. I'm Jason Stein. That's all for this week. We will see you next Saturday on Weekend Drive.